Test 1. Task 1. 1.
Starting a new job is a big step. How do you prepare and how can you make a strong first impression? I'm joined today by HR consultant James Patel. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Why is the first day of a new job so important?
The first day isn't just about learning the rules or meeting your manager. It's your chance to show you're ready to be part of the team.
OK. What are some practical things people should do before their first day?
Well, definitely plan your journey because you don't want to be late. Also, decide what you'll wear the night before. Even if you're not sure about the dress code, it's better to be slightly overdressed on day one.
OK. So, you've arrived on time, you look the part, what next?
Be yourself, but also be open. Smile, introduce yourself, and be curious. Listen carefully and take notes. You'll be getting a lot of new information.
Now, when it comes to socialising, if someone invites you for lunch, is it okay to say no if you're nervous?
Say yes. Lunch is a great way to get to know people in a more relaxed setting. It's about building early connections. Even just chatting over coffee can help you feel part of the group.
Any advice for reading the company culture quickly?
Yes, watch and listen. Notice how people communicate. Are meetings relaxed or structured? Do people eat at their desks or go out? These small things can tell you a lot.
And finally, how should you end your first day?
Politely and positively. Thank people who helped you, check in with your manager, and leave on a friendly note.
Fantastic advice, James. Thank you for sharing your experience with our listeners.
My pleasure.
Two.
Underneath the town of Derinkuyu in central Turkey, there is something incredible, a huge underground city. It was uncovered in 1963 by a local man who was remodeling his home. He knocked down a wall and discovered a dark passageway. That tunnel turned out to be an entrance leading to a network that stretches 85 meters underground. What he found was a city of 18 levels with stables, kitchens, wells, churches, schools, and homes where up to 20,000 people once lived. The unknown builders carved this underground world out of the soft volcanic rock in the Cappadocia region and created an amazing system of air shafts, water tanks and tunnels. Huge round stone doors could be rolled into place to seal passageways from inside. Each level could be closed off, and even the water system was designed to prevent enemies from poisoning it. No one knows who built it. Many people think the Phrygians started it around 2,800 years ago. And then later, it was made bigger during the Byzantine era as a safe place for Christians. Another idea is that it dates back to the Hittites, possibly built during an ancient climate disaster. Then there are more unusual theories, even ones that include aliens. Derinkuyu isn't the only underground city in Turkey. Over 200 others have been found in Cappadocia, and some may be connected to each other by tunnels. In 2015, another large one was discovered under a hilltop castle in Nevşehir, possibly even larger than Derinkuyu. Today, visitors can explore the top 8 levels of Derinkuyu. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a popular tourist attraction. But with so many tunnels and stairs, it's not suitable for everyone, especially those who dislike enclosed areas. Visitors can explore with a guide to learn about its fascinating history, as there isn't much signage. A lost city under a house. Sometimes, history is hidden just beneath our feet.